Welcome to Rada interview number 4. In this interview, I speak to Michael Batch about his research into Afrofuturism from an African perspective.
My name is Michael Batch. Feels weird. I teach at UWC. I teach academic and information literacy. I'm also doing a PhD on Afrofuturism. Right now, the title is Afrofuturism, an African perspective. In two sentences or three sentences, it really is about expanding the canon and the scope of Afrofuturistic thought to kind of be more inclusive of African experiences of Afrofuturism. And also kind of bridge the diaspora Africa gap in a sense. But it is about, generally speaking, it's about an African perspective of Afrofuturism.
What is Afrofuturism and under what conditions is Afrofuturism met or created?
So Afrofuturism was coined in 1990 by Mark Derry, I think in a collection of essays called Flame Wars or something like that. And it is basically black thought that co-opts technology, space, science fiction, speculative thinking in creating its aesthetic or cultural production, right? So like, it wasn't something that artists chose to call themselves, it was just something that was coined. But it has since evolved, right? So when the internet happened, it expanded. It became the definition kind of expanded to include virtual reality, virtual space, and those dimensions, hacking, all of that. How blackness intersects with that also, you know, cyber culture and blackness would kind of fall under the Afrofuturist realm. Cyberpunk and blackness, you see, and then like, but before the internet, there was like the electro hip hop movement, break dancing, man machine dancing like a robot. The idea of man melding with a robot in a very black context. The music was made by drum machines and synthesizers. It was very Afrofuturistic. They didn't think of themselves as Afrofuturists. Afrika Bambaataa using the turntable in a way that it was not supposed to be used. He used it like a black dude would use it to create something totally different. And he blasted the turntable into the future by doing that. You know, so blackness intersected with technology there. And the music that was being made was also very technological. So it just ties into this whole idea. Having said that, those things also happened on the continent. You know, like, for instance, what happened when folklore and oral tradition intersected with the print industry? When printing was the new technology, then those stories came into African literature. You know, and maybe the West looked at it and said, oh, that's magical realism or that's sci-fi. But like, for an African reading it, it's a real story of something that really happened. You know, maybe like we might see an adaptation of a biblical story. So in a sense, that would also be very Afrofuturistic. You can think of a book, maybe like, what's his name? Amos Tutuola, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, Nigerian novel. Credo Mutua. He's always been interested in how black cultures relate to the moon, the stars, extraterrestrial beings, other worlds. There's a melding of like spirit science and like actual ethno-astronomy, almost like I use the word ethnic under correction, but like basically indigenous sciences around space, the cosmos, indigenous alchemy, you know, how spiritualism and science are like, the spirits show you which herbs to use in your alchemy or in your pharmaceuticals. What is that? You know, I think there's definitely continuity from what an African's experience of Afrofuturism and perhaps a diasporic experience. Generally in the Afrofuturist sort of canon and things we draw on, we speak a lot about Sun Ra, George Clinton, Octavia Butler, Samuel Delaney, you know, authors and musicians that were Afrofuturists. But in Africa, there are cultures, religions, belief systems, philosophies that Sun Ra and them all drew on to create their thought. And those are like realities to Africans. For instance, the example I gave you was the Dogon people. Their philosophy around the universe, how humans interact with the universe, you know, and their religion is tied into that. Their dance, their culture, everything. So their music is cosmic music. It's tied in mathematically, scientifically, spiritually with the universe, with the moon, with the sun, with the planets, and it's tied in with their sciences, and that is tied in with their culture. So like, they are as Afrofuturistic as Sun Ra is, in my opinion. It's just a different experience thereof. No, that's, so what I'm trying to explore is that.
Is
to go beyond Sun Ra.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to Michael Batch for taking the time out of his busy schedule to talk to us about his research in Afrofuturism. For any more information, you can look in the comment section or contact us via the RADA database at art.sun.ac.za.